Okay, today's daf was Shkalim daf Tesvav. Let's quickly review Shkalim daf Tesvav. The Gemara starts after the Mishnah had said about all the different types of nesachim that there are. So there are four different or five different tickets that they would give out for people to be able to get the proper nesachim for their particular karbanos. And we said that sometimes it could vary based on the age of the animal that you're bringing. You would require different nesachim. The Gemara has four drushas to show that there are certain differences where it won't make a difference in terms of the nesachim that you bring. An old cow and a young cow, it's the same exact nesachim. A 2-year-old ayil and a 3-year-old ayil, same exact nesachim. A 1-year-old kisva and a 2-year-old rachel, same exact nesachim. And a gedi and a tayish, again, regardless of age, same exact nesachim. And the Gemara has drashos for each of those things. Now, halacha dalid, the Mishnah talks about two different types of lishchos, two special rooms that they had in the Beis Hamikdash, one called the lishchas chashain and one called the lishchas kelim. The lishchas chashain is where people were able to give tzedakah secretly. They would just drop money in there, and then aniyim, who were embarrassed to take money publicly, would go in there and would take whatever money that they needed from it. And that leads the Gemara into stories of Amoraim giving tzedakah in secret, and as well as stories of aniyim who didn't get the tzedakah that they needed in order to survive, and they, because of that, they died. One case where, and in each case, the person who had the opportunity to give them but didn't give them blamed himself. One was the case of Nechemia Ish Shichin, who said that Bo Visiptu Laharugo Shal Nechemia, because he refused to give the guy tarnugol meat, and instead he insisted that the guy eat regular basar, the man died, and he blamed himself for the death of that man. Nachum Ish Gamzu also said, made an ani wait, and by the time he got back to the ani, the person was dead, and Nachum Ish Gamzu, as a result of that, cursed himself that he should lose his eyesight, he should lose his arms, he should lose his legs, and all those things happened to him. In fact, he told Rabbi Akiva that he should be lucky enough to have all those things happen to him as well, because he said that it's good to have Yisurin. A person should not be Mivait be Yisurin. The Gemara then tells stories of Amoraim showing very great respect to Aniyim, particularly blind Aniyim. We were told about the fantastic compliment that two of the blind Aniyim would give to people, and that was that if because you were Mefayis, first it was told to Rabbi Hoshaya Rabba that because you were Mefayis, a person who does not see but is seen, meaning a blind person, so he who sees everything but is not seen should be Mefayis you, and that originally was taken from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also treated a blind man very respectfully, and it was exactly that kind of bracha that the blind man had given to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. On Amud Beis, right before the end of the parak, the Gemara tells us that one person was showing off about how he had given a lot of tzedakah to a shul. He had built a great shul, someone else saying that he had built great sha'arim for a Beis HaMedrash, and they were told, no, money would have been much better spent having supported Talmidei Chachamim, much better than building a shul. Then in the beginning of the next parak, the beginning of the sixth parak, the Mishnah tells us that there were 13 shofaros, which are tzedakah boxes, essentially, in the Beis HaMikdash, 13 shulchanos, and 13 hishtachavayos, except Shabbos Rabbi Gamliel and Shabbos Rabbi Chananya had 14 hishtachavayos. They were mishtachava a little bit more. The Gemara goes on to tell us the discussion of the Aron and the Geniza of the Aron. The Gemara discusses whether the Aron Machlokas, whether the Aron made it into the second Beis HaMikdash, or the Aron, whether the Aron was ever hidden in the spot of the first Beis HaMikdash, or whether the Aron maybe was not hidden in the spot of the first Beis HaMikdash, but rather the Aron went into Galus Bavel together with Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael went into Galus Bavel. So that's in fact Machlokas, and the Gemara quotes psukim that suggest each side.